Spatchcock. As I entered, she had her pinking shears to the backbone, having dropped the gizzard into the kitchen bin, and barely looked over her shoulder to see who it was, when I gave the door a little back heel, then ferreted round in the fridge for an ice-cold Coors, before slipping up from behind to cop a feel. Another hot day in September, and that the cause of her half-baked look, brought on by lying bare-arsed in the garden all afternoon, a flush coming off her, the veins so close to the skin I could trace the flow like sap, could tongue up the ooze of sweat at the nape of her neck. And this the real taste of her, like nothing before, like nothing I ever knew. You have to go hard at it, either side of the spine, all the time bearing down against the sinew. Then lift the long bone entire and get both hands into the cut, knuckle to knuckle, and draw the carcass apart and press till you hear the breastbone crack. Looked at like that, it's roadkill, flat on its back, sprung ribcage, legs akimbo, red side up, and sends a message, you might guess, about life lived in the raw. So then it's a matter of taste. Herb butter under the slack of the breast, perhaps, or a tart marinade to flatter and blend, spread thinly and rubbed well in. She favoured the latter, that and a saltire of thin skewers driven aslant from thigh to neck, which might indeed have said something about her mood. That done, she stripped off, gathering the oils and the balm she'd need for however long the thing would take, and went back to her place in the sun. It did no harm, I suppose, to watch from an upstairs window, a hawk's eye view as she lay there, timing the turn, face up till you tingle, then flip, to brown but not to burn. The marks of the griddle, the saltire, the subtle flux. We ate it with lima beans and picked the bones, after which we took to bed a bottle of bright Sancerre. And I held her down as I'd held her down before, working her hot spots with a certain caution and care, as she told me, not here or here, but there and there. I left her flat on her back and shedding a glow, or so I like to think, as I slipped downstairs and lifted from a pegboard beside the hob her mother's or grandmother's longhand note on how to spatchcock a chicken or guinea or quail or squab or sparrow even, with emphasis on that crack. And lifted as well, before I lifted the latch, myrtle, borage, dill, marjoram, tarragon, sumac, all named and tagged in a customized cardboard box.